Is it going now?
It says analyzing spectrum recording.
Yep.
See, you got home all right.
Yeah, he got me there.
Okay. Good afternoon and welcome to the October 9th meeting of the Emory County Planning Commission. In attendance is three board members, Bill, Bart, and Bruce, the three B's that I just thought of. I'm Gary Arrington, I'm the chair. Jim Jennings is here. Representative from Orangeville City is here. And Natalie Olson is here. First item on the agenda is approval of the September 11th minutes. Entertain a motion.
I move that we accept them as written.
Have a motion. Second?
Second.
Second by Bruce. Motion was by Bill. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the motion passes unanimously. Last month we talked about Mr. Casey Ainsworth's Airbnb. We had representatives from Orangeville City, Casey and Mr. Brotherson, the neighbor. Did notice there was an article in ETV News as they've been harassing, as Mr. Brotherson has been talking to Orangeville City. And so would you like to fill us in on what's going on with Orangeville?
Well, our attorneys have advised us to stay out of it. It's a neighbor thing right now. Casey has said that he's going to put up the sound meter and going to put up the cameras, and that he's going to close things down as early as 9:30 at night, so that there's no any late music, no late noise, that sort of thing. The last event that they had, the mayor and his wife parked in front of Brotherson's house with the windows up. They couldn't hear anything going on. With the windows down, they could hear the music. So it really wasn't an annoying thing. And at 9:30, when the sheriff showed up, because I guess they got a complaint from Brotherson's house, which was when everything was being shut down. So he's sticking to what he's telling us that he's going to do. And it's like I told Brotherson's, well, what about the noise? It's a nuisance. I said, yeah, I know it is, but it's on county property. We have no authority. There's nothing that we as the city can do about it. So that's basically where we are. Our attorneys feel that it's a neighbor dispute and that we need to stay out of it.
Okay. You have something?
Yes, I do.
Well, go ahead. You don't need to ask permission.
So neighbor dispute, that doesn't sound like something to me, but whatever they say. The complaint is not on city property. The complaint is not about city property.
The complaint, some of it was.
Yeah.
What was the complaint about city property?
When Mr. Brotherson brought in pictures, showed the building with people talking outside the business, the building could have been holding a beverage. Could have been just out there talking. So he inferred that it was all the property. So
okay, the Airbnb is in city property. The other, the venue is in county property.
Yes,
that's right.
So that's right. The complaint I got was the noise issue. I stepped out of my house the other day and I could hear the words to the songs. So I'm. How far away am I? I'm half a mile away. And I could tell the words to the song. So that was one night that I heard it. So the complaint is the noise on county property. That's a complaint I got.
Okay.
So do we have a ordinance that talks about?
We have ordinances that, as best I can tell, we have ordinances that say there are sound limits after 10 o'clock at night, before 6 in the morning, per se. but nothing during the day, and we don't. The noise is not regulated by anybody that I know of during daylight hours, or even, like I said, it's the earliest is usually 10 o'clock at night, and they keep it quiet till 6 in the morning. So what we have is a legally licensed business in Orangeville City. We piggyback off of their license. The county has no ordinance, has no anything to also butt into this, because you don't have to license a business in two places. Orangeville has one. We're piggybacking off of that. And they're using the venue in a way that does not violate any county ordinance. And, you know, it's like anywhere in Huntington. We play music either at the park or at the middle school several times a year. I live four blocks away, and when it's at the park, I cannot hear it. I can barely hear fireworks. And so, but that's the issue with us, is that the county we don't have anything to act on here, because it's not violating anything of ours.
So was there, the permit that was written for them, for their business permit that they have, does it have anything in there to do with fences or anything like that, or?
No.
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 Not to do with fences, no. There are codes that cover that.
Yep.
But the codes refer to the height and what type of fence you can put on.
Yeah.
It doesn't say that they have to have a privacy fence between the business and a residence or anything like that.
Okay. I mean, I can't hear it down at my house, any of the noise.
And well, you're pretty close.
Yeah, we're fairly close to it.
Three houses, four houses away.
Yeah, we're across the street from it.
So, this, to me, this is, I agree with Orangeville City that this is a neighbor-to-neighbor thing. And if Mr. Brotherson does not like living here, considering everything else sells in town, he probably wouldn't have a tough time selling. And then he could move to lower somewhere where it could be even quieter. Since they do work from home, they could live anywhere. You know? So, I mean, not that I want him to go, but there isn't anything that at least the county did.
The other house is a lot closer. This is through the back fence, so.
Who's the other house that's sitting right there?
Stephen Durand.
Durand.
Bought Jerry Spencer's house.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Now, he hasn't complained, has he?
Yeah.
Has he?
Well, maybe because he was
to me.
Enticed.
What?
Was he enticed by his neighbor? Or?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Well, the solution that was recommended is that the two neighbors go in and put up a fence, and the one refused to participate in the cost of it. So, I mean, that's a pretty standard neighbor-to-neighbor thing throughout the cities, the county, the state, probably the country, because it was quite prevalent in Idaho where I grew up. Put up a fence, and each will pay half, because it benefits both. But any other comments on this?
I was just wondering, do we have an ordinance in place that talks about the 10 o'clock thing? Or
I haven't gone back through, but most places do something.
It's a state code.
What?
It's a state code, the 10 o'clock noise curfew.
Okay.
That's a state code.
Yeah.
And on Fridays and Saturdays, it's 11 o'clock.
But in all of our discussions, all of our talks from the parties involved, one group is trying to meet and take care of everything. The other group is refusing to do a single thing. They're the ones complaining, but they're unwilling to help mitigate and make things better. If both parties were trying equally and there's still a problem, then I would be more inclined to
referee it or something.
But where it's a one-way street and the other party is refusing to budge an inch or even help make things better.
Not even a street, it's a driveway.
Yeah.
Now, as I understand that, they're done with their season at the hall there, or at the room there. Aren't they done with their season?
Well, the Airbnb could be used all winter.
Oh, yeah.
But they're done with their season on weddings, what's been scheduled.
Nice as it is.
I mean,
Huntington City's leaving the secondary on till the end of October because we're supposed to be in the 70s and 80s. So things change, but technically speaking, but usually for something like that, people plan further out. So may not be planning on a wedding, but we don't know, and does that matter? Okay.
So did you, since Casey, who were you talking about?
Casey Ainsworth.
He owns the barn.
Oh, yeah. He owns the whole thing.
Yeah, he owns everything down there.
Yeah. So. Did you say something about they were putting a noise meter
That's
up?
That's what he said he was going to do. Because the only time that there was a code violation was, and it was a nuisance thing, is the time before last when they had an event. I'm not sure of the date. It was very loud. We had several complaints. And we had Casey come in and meet with us and ask him what he was going to do to rectify the situation. And that's what he told us, that he was going to cut the hours and that he was going to put up the cameras. He was going to put up the decibel meter that would feed off of his phone when it got out of line. He was going to call his person, who I think lives in Cleveland, to go down and talk to the people and, if need be, shut them down if they weren't going to comply. So, I mean, he's been very cooperative with whatever we've asked him to.
So I think he's done everything he can do.
Mm-hmm.
This other guy, no matter what you do, you're not going to satisfy him.
No. So, any other discussion on this topic?
I don't have any more.
Well, then, you know, we'll leave it at that, there's nothing that we feel that Emory County or Emory County Planning and Zoning can do with this topic, and leave it at that. Okay. Let's see, item number 4. Follow past practice, which is working with the cities and other government agencies and piggybacking off their permit. The county's not issuing a permit itself. So this goes along with it. This basically says, and I believe every city in the county, if you're licensed in Huntington, you don't have to be licensed in Orangeville. If a contract that lives in my town works in your town, you accept my business license like we accept yours. And Farron's and Emery's and Price's. And so we don't make them go to every single thing. And if we had known about this, we would have said you didn't need one, or we'd agreed with Orangeville City, you know, one of those two things. So does that need to be changed at all? Or are you happy with that? I mean,
well, you're talking about a contractor's license.
Well, I'm talking about any business license.
Well, door-to-door salesman. Now, that's a different situation.
That's true?
To me, that's different.
Right.
They would need a license to sell in Orangeville or Huntington or wherever it may be.
If you want to charge them the money so you can make that extra $25 or $50.
We might as well.
Okay. That's true. That's a different subject.
Yeah.
This goes along with on neighboring property. We've never made them. Us with Lawrence, you know. I mean, I'm right on the county line. And in fact, that church, that Christian church on the corner there, at one time, some of that property could have been in the county, and some of the church could have been in the city. I mean, we don't license churches, but still, that could have been a business, and so...
So is it just one business permit for the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what we discussed, whether they needed two permits or just one. And we decided one would do it.
Yep.
And where the permit is resides in Orangeville. Following this past practice, we wouldn't entertain issuing a permit. We would piggyback off Orangeville's.
Okay.
Let them do the work and stuff. So, I don't know that we need a motion to. I think we discussed it. To me, we're not going to change anything, and we don't need any further discussion on that. Leave the practice as is. Next item. Discuss CIB funding. Is that you or is that Natalie? Who's talking?
We got our CIB funding of $25,000 and we got the official letter. And so we decided, because of some discrepancies and because it had been so long, that we were going to do a new RFP for the general plan. So I got that all together, sent it to the paper, approved it in commission meeting last commission meeting, and it will run for 2 weeks. It will close next Monday, and then we'll open the bids Tuesday in commission meeting, this following Tuesday.
How much and was the CIB funding?
So it was $25,000. So we have $25,000 CIB. And $20,000 from our budget and $6,000 from PLIPCO.
And I did talk to PLIPCO last week, and there's a new person that's over that process, but I visited with her and she said absolutely there shouldn't be any problem with that money coming, so we're still covered.
Perfect.
And that's just for the general plan, not
just for the general plan for this process with CIB funding that we're doing. There may be something available when we do ordinances. We can ask that, but we haven't got that far yet. So,
as long as it has taken, then we've got to start that process.
Yeah.
Well, let's get the general plan, which sets the direction, and then we can go from there. Okay.
And maybe one thing we could discuss is we apply for that grant again for our ordinances. And I think that is the first of the year that we apply for that. So maybe that's what we do.
By the end of the year, we'd know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
By next month, when we have our meeting, we'll know that. We'll know on the general plan and who we're going with, or who decides who we're going with, us or the
commissioners.
County? Commissioners?
Commissioners. Final say.
I think it's discussed in here, right? And we kind of make a recommendation.
Well, they're being opened in commission meeting, though, right?
Just as transparency. Like, these are the bids that we have, this is the amounts they are, and then. From what I understand, they're reviewed in our meeting, and you make a recommendation and then take it back to the commission.
For approval.
Okay. Would that be the only thing that we know of now on the agenda for November?
Mm-hmm.
So if they approve it next week, if we need to, are you guys available to move up the meeting to the first or second or third, something like that?
Yeah.
Just so that we can give her another 2 weeks to do. So
yeah.
If you get the approval, let's schedule a meeting.
What if we just scheduled it not too long after the commission meeting next Tuesday, so that it can be approved in the November 1st commission meeting?
Okay. You let us know.
Okay.
I'm with football, so I'll be around the rest of the month. So
okay.
So 1 o'clock, just let us know. You still drive.
So yeah, but I'm available.
So I know. So you're there. So when Bruce can do it, we all can do it.
Okay.
I mean,
I have nothing planned right now.
Well, you know, you may have.
I know of an hour beforehand whether I'm going to make it or not.
Well, I don't know. I need to check my schedule.
Yeah.
And we've checked your schedule.
Yeah, I'm very busy.
Yeah, you do that.
Babe. And if we need to meet. So, if go with Bruce, and if we need to meet at 10 in the morning, we can do that too. This yeah. one time. So
that text.
Except Tuesday.
Yeah.
I can't meet on Tuesday.
Okay. Okay. Well, maybe we do a commission meeting on Tuesday and we meet Wednesday.
That'd be fine.
Yeah. That'd work.
Okay. I'll send an email out.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do that. Okay.
Bruce
okay.
just mentioned that reminder text was very helpful.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good, because yes. I'm like, is this annoying to everybody?
No, it is not.
That's fine.
That's
okay. Yeah.
So one of my biggest problems is I get on a project out there, I get sidetracked, and then at 3 o'clock, oh crap. Yeah. So yep. It's very helpful.
Okay. We'll keep it up then.
Put it on your calendar on your phone and set the alert. Okay. Well, if there's no other business, we have a yes, Bruce.
I would like to add an agenda item.
Okay.
For our next meeting in the discussion that we just had with CIB. I think it would be prudent to approve now having that agenda item to pursue funding for the
ordinances.
We approve it now, get the application in for the first of the year when they go through their funding cycle.
Okay, so will you put that on the agenda then too?
Yep.
Since
we'll also need to have it on the commission meeting agenda too, that maybe Jordan could bring that up and just say that it was discussed, recommended, and a motion passed to start working on that and get it approved there.
The time frame that it takes to get everything in place
yep.
and approved, it will still be a year out.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. We'll put that on the agenda.
Do you need a motion?
Mm-hmm.
Or need a motion at the next meeting to approve it?
Yeah, but not at this meeting.
I don't think we can act on anything as not on this piece of paper. Yeah, we can discuss it. It's got
to
be.
We don't need a motion to put it on the agenda, right?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Anything else?
Move adjourned.
Meeting's adjourned.
Right.
Thank you all.
Yeah.